Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Summer may be only a week old, but it's really heating up in the garden, and there are some hot summer colors to see. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org for reservations, and don't forget that the Soar Tropical Butterfly exhibit is in full swing, and you can get those tickets at the same time. Around the corner of the administration office is the Koi Pond and the Fuchsia Collection. If you come on the weekend, Dottie's Cafe at the Koi Pond is open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. with some fancy drinks to keep you cool and great picnic food options to keep you fueled. The Fuchsia Collection is a perfect place to get a break from the summer sun and see the wonderful variety of color and bloom of the fuchsia family. Toward the front of the collection is a hanging basket of the fuchsia hybrid Blackie, a wonderful bloom of bright red sepals over small red-purple double petals that are so dark they look almost black. Other hanging baskets along the walkway toward the Koi Pond, you can find Jan Jolie, a petite flower that has red sepals over clear white petals, then Ruth West, which is a reverse, with white sepals over sweet pink petals. If you walk around the path back to the front, get a look at the wonderful fuchsia red spider, a long bloom of hot pinky orange sepals over purple petals. There are some wonderful summer blooms to be seen in the garden beds outside the Dorothy and Alan Lay Staghorn Fern Collection. Just at the corner of the shade area is a big clump of fortnight lily. These rhizomatous plants are fairly prolific bloomers, and the clumps will spread and grow in either sunny or light shade conditions. Also see the Jerusalem sage, which is actually not a true salvia, but has beautiful yellow flowers and gray-green foliage that sort of look like sage. However, the botanical name is Phlomis fruticosa, and the plant is both drought-tolerant and attractive to bees, hummingbirds, and butterflies. Also blooming out in the warm days are the lovely sky blue pom-poms of the plumbago. This South African native can be found throughout the garden and is lovely as a mounding bush or a climbing vine. Going into the greenhouse, check out the peperomia growing on the trellis midway back. It's just before the hanging epiphyllum with the gorgeous tangerine blooms and just past the coastal beach lily and the Amazon lily that are both blooming in the bed below. Leaving the greenhouse, the yellow blooms of the Alleogeny hicifolia with the red centers are eye-catching. Walking through the Garden of the Senses, you'll be wowed by the fabulous display in the dahlia flower bed. This tuberous plant returns year after year, and this bed is but a small representation of the color and variety to be found in the dahlia family. As you leave the Garden of the Senses, the bright orange blooms of the lion's tail is standing tall and proud along Tram Road exit, but if you walk out through the amphitheater meadow, you can see the cockspur coral trees are blooming and the yellow bells are vibrant with lemony blooms. Heading to the overlook, you can find some shade on the dirt walking paths and an almost iridescently red bougainvillea as you near the end of the path. Then see the strawberry guavas are blooming. These give rise to lots of fruit for the garden critters. The Mexican olive is beginning to bloom. A plant native to Mexico and southern Texas, it is fairly drought tolerant but will not take a frost. Walking through the unpaved paths across the dry creek bed, see the pineapple lily is sending up blooms and the rose of Sharon is full of double pink flowers. Along the walkway, the jammy mouth is blooming, and at the exit to the hidden meadow, the unique black dragon arm flower is unfurling. Along the side of Memorial Meadow, the peppermint willow tree is blooming. Along Tram Road, check out the big buds on the Himalayan magnolia tree and the stunning scarlet blooms on the sausage tree. Walking back on Tram Road, see the row of hybrid gladiolus planted in the aloe collection, and don't miss walking through the cactus collection. While cactus flowers usually last only a day or two, you may get lucky and see a beautiful strawberry hedgehog cactus flower. Throughout the garden, you can find passion flower vines blooming. Most are the blue passion flower that produce a lot of fruit and climbs over bushes and into the trees. But as you exit the garden, take a look at the darker purple passion flowers along the fence to your left. They are really something to see. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.